Chapter 8. The Hearing. Harry gasped. He could not help himself. The large dungeon he had entered was horribly familiar. He had not only seen it before, he had been here before. This was the place he had visited inside Dumbledore's pensive, the place where he had watched the Lestranges sentenced to life imprisonment in Azkaban. The walls were made of dark stone, dimly lit by torches. Empty benches rose on either side of him, but ahead in the highest benches of all were many shadowy figures. They had been talking in low voices, but as the heavy door swung closed behind Harry, an ominous silence fell. A cold male voice rang across the courtroom.
"You're late!"
"Sorry," said Harry nervously. I didn't know the time had changed."
"That is not the Wizengamot's fault," said the voice. "An owl was sent to you this morning. Take your seat."
Harry dropped his gaze to the chair in the center of the room, the arms of which were covered in chains. He had seen those chains spring to life and bind whoever sat between them. His footsteps echoed loudly as he walked across the stone floor. When he sat gingerly on the edge of the chair, the chains clinked rather threateningly, but did not bind him. Feeling rather sick, he looked up at the people seated at the bench above. There were about 50 of them, all as far as he could see, wearing plum-coloured robes, with an elaborately worked silver W on the left-hand side of the chest, and all staring down their noses at him, some with very austere expressions, others looks of frank curiosity. In the very middle of the front row sat Cornelius Fudge, the Minister of Magic. Fudge was a portly man who often sported a lime-green bowler hat, though today he had dispensed with it. He had dispensed, too, with the indulgent smile he had once worn when he spoke to Harry. A broad, square-jawed witch with very short grey hair sat on Fudge's left. She wore a monocle and looked forbidding. On Fudge's right was another witch, but she was sitting so far back on the bench that her face was in shadow.
"Very well," said Fudge. "The accused being present, finally, let us begin. Are you ready?"
he called down the row.
"Yes, sir,"
said an eager voice Harry knew. Ron's brother Percy was sitting at the very end of the front bench. Harry looked at Percy, expecting some sign of recognition from him, but none came. Percy's eyes behind his horn-rimmed glasses were fixed on his parchment, a quill poised in his hand.
"Disciplinary hearing of the 12th of August," said Fudge in a ringing voice, and Percy began taking notes at once. "Into offences committed under the decree for the reasonable restriction of underage sorcery and the International Statute of Secrecy by Harry James Potter, resident at number 4 Privet Drive, Little Winging, Surrey. Interrogators, Cornelius Oswald Fudge, Minister of Magic, Amelia Susan Bones, head of the Department of Magical Law Enforcement, Dolores Jane Umbridge, senior undersecretary to the minister, court scribe Percy Ignatius Weasley.
Witness for the defence, Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore," said a quiet voice from behind Harry, who turned his head so fast he cricked his neck. Dumbledore was striding serenely across the room, wearing long midnight blue robes and a perfectly calm expression. His long silver beard and hair gleamed in the torchlight as he drew level with Harry and looked up at Fudge through the half-moon spectacles that rested halfway down his very crooked nose.